Right, it's recording now if you'd like to make a start.
Right, my name is David Day.
And Michael Gare.
We worked at Hughes Polgos Limited. I worked there from 1959 to 1973.
And I worked there from roughly around about 1963 to 1970. We both worked through the maintenance department and served our time as mechanical engineers. Both have very fond memories of the old place, and we're pleased that we're able to share these memories with other people.
Yeah, and it was a hard place to work, outdoors, all weathers, and was the beginning used to be from 7:30 till 5 o'clock, and Saturday morning from 8 o'clock till 12. That was a 48-hour week when I first started, and then the hours came down, which they did away with the Saturday morning, and it got a little bit better, but the working conditions were never super.
No, definitely not, Dave, because I can remember some of the grimy, dirty places that we were pushed into to work, dismantling ships' engines up to our knees in old oil and water and the bilges, trying to take pieces of machinery out, burners standing in all weathers, burning steel, hot molten metal going down the boots, and splashing up into their faces and down their coats and down over their necks and everywhere. It just wasn't really a pleasant place to work in that respect, but still a joy at times to work with the people that were there.
Because them days were funny, although the conditions were bad. And they were working on the ships, you had a take things off for sale, as well as things being scrapped, because that is a sales room which used to sell a lot of things. So we were told which things they wanted to save and what to take them off, so you couldn't damage them things. And those ships used to come in with stores on, furniture on, and they had to be saved, and used to sometimes get to take a few of the stores home.
That's right.
Which was crisps, and the freezers had meat in them. So things like that used to happen.
And I remember there was fond memories, Dave, before I started at Balco's, of my father, who worked there for 40 years, used to bike down to Camas on the push bike. And I have fond memories, as I've said, of seeing Dad come home with cupboards on his back, strapped on with string, and chairs on the top of his shoulders. He looked like a furniture removal man with a push bike. And those were really lovely memories of my dad putting himself out and pushing the bike all the way from Camas to Bedlington, where we lived, with all this material on his back. And as you said, Dave, there was lots of times when there was ship stores that came home, and I can remember vividly eating caviar for a full week and thinking, this is dreadful, but my dad said, get it into you because it'll do you the world of good. Anchovies and you name it, we had lots of it at that time, which were good times as well. But yes, there was lots of laughs down. One particular laugh I remember, Dave, I don't know if you can, but we used to manufacture buckets, and I'm talking about railway carriages, to put the scrap in, put eye holes in.
Yeah, well,
the cranes could pick them up, and we could do that. And I remember one particular time that I had steel heel plates on my shoes, and toe caps as well, of course, for protection. And I think I remember vividly David welding my heel plates to the floor whilst I had my back to him, not wanting to watch the welding that was going on. And I think Dave welded them that well that when I tried to walk away, I walked straight out my boots